Good morning, everybody. Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. Starting off with the results of Friday night's first round of the high school football playoffs. In Class 1A, Fort Knox was defeated by Holy Cross, losing 49-7. In Class 3A, LaRue County was defeated by Bardstown, losing 47-0. Also in Class 3A, Elizabethtown defeated Thomas Nelson, 49-0. In Class 4A, John Hardin defeated Spencer County, 35-21. In Class 5A, Grayson County was defeated by Graves County, losing 28-0. And in Class 6A, Central Hardin defeated Meade County, 42-30. And North Hardin defeated Barron County, 24-0. Last Friday marked the end of the season for several of our local teams, Fort Knox, LaRue County, and Grayson County. Congratulations on a great season. Wrapping up local sports with girls high school state volleyball tournament action on Friday, the Elizabethtown Panthers were defeated in the first round by Mercy, losing 3-0. That loss marks the end of the season for the Panthers, with their final record 35-4. Congratulations on a great season. Now in college football for our area teams, the Kentucky Wildcats suffered a tough loss at home on Saturday, falling to the Tennessee Volunteers 17-13. But the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, on the other hand, had an outstanding road trip in Fayetteville as they defeat the Arkansas Razorbacks 45-19. Now for college basketball over the weekend, the Kentucky Wildcats, soon to be the nation's number one team, defeated Eastern Kentucky 91-49. Number 5 Louisville defeated Youngstown State, winning 78-55. And Western Kentucky defeated Austin Peay, winning 97-75. For the women, Western Kentucky defeated Mercer 75-62. Louisville defeated Murray State 76-40. And Kentucky defeated Middle Tennessee, winning 67-52. And finally, to wrap up your sports update this morning in the NFL last night, the Tennessee Titans getting a big win at home against the Kansas City Chiefs as they block a last-second field goal to hold on to the game to win 35-32. On the other side, though, the Indianapolis Colts, their first full game without starting quarterback Jacoby Brissett, fell to the Miami Dolphins, losing at home 16-12. And the Cincinnati Bengals, 0-9 at this point in the season, still looking for that first win. They fall at home to the Baltimore Ravens, losing 49-13. And that's going to do it for your sports update on this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.